morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is April the 13th, 2021. Well, Saturday night, I watched a great fight. When I was young, my dad and I watched boxing on Wide World of Sports. Some of you don't know what Wide World Sports is, but it was something that showed all kinds of sports you might have heard. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But anyway, all the big fights were on network TV. And so Saturday night, I stumbled upon a match, and I found myself interested in the outcome. Throughout the fight, the announcers were mentioning the need of the boxers to utilize the body blow. They mentioned again and again the effectiveness of the body blows in defeating a fighter. The body blows weaken the opponent, so he is more easily defeated. And that made me think about a text of scripture that we know, Matthew 24:12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Jesus is describing the events leading up to his return, and he speaks of the effect of iniquity. Iniquity, in this case, is much like body blows in a boxing match. Constant pounding of the abdomen will eventually weaken the fighter. And so, the presence of iniquity is like the body blows, the constant pounding, fighting against the sin that is so ever present, will weaken the one struggling against it. And so each of us who are Christians are constantly under the pressure from the presence of sin. We work each day to ward off the temptations which are present in this world. We walk circumspectly in order to be prepared for the presence of evil. We war against principalities and against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The battle is constant. There is no relief. Like the old saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. No matter how hard you fight against the temptations which are present in this world, you are never safe from the presence of iniquity. Jesus informs those listening to him that the increase in the presence of iniquity would begin to wear many down. They will wear down in love. So how will the presence of iniquity cause the love of many to wax cold? Well, maybe the love of many will wax cold because they are struggling so much with the presence of sin. This struggle would take their strength that they would be able to use to practice love because they're fighting so much against sin. They're on the defensive so much against sin, they don't have the energy to positively love. And so their strength to practice love is weakened. Also, maybe because the follower of Jesus is fighting against sin so often, the desire for holiness is weakened. It would be sort of like swimming upstream. Sometimes the one fighting for survival against the stream gets so tired, they just give up. They can't fight any longer. They give up to the flow of the water. And those who are subject of these discussions of Jesus find themselves in the same condition. They fight against iniquity every day. Their struggle gets harder and harder. Finally, they have lost all their fight. So they give up. Their love waxes cold. However, let's remember what Jesus says about the love of these when iniquity abounds. Notice it doesn't say that iniquity will abound in their life. The text only says because iniquity abounds. Iniquity abounds around them. The love of many waxes cold. It doesn't necessarily say that iniquity is abounding in their life. It doesn't say that these people are full of iniquity. It just says the presence of iniquity will cause their love to wax cold, the presence of iniquity around them. But it waxes cold. They never lose their love. Their love is present. Their love is just cold. So today, the encouragement for us is to guard against letting our love wax cold. Let's remember that iniquity will always be present. Let's remember that the presence of iniquity is like a body blow to a boxer. Let's protect against attack. Let's build up our strength so we can stave off an attack. And let's build up our love so it doesn't wax cold. Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, we ask that you would help us to guard against iniquity. Help us to strengthen our love so that we can thwart the attack of the evil one. Lord, help us to focus on the reason for our love is your love for us. Help our focal point to be your love. I pray that you would fill us with your love so our love will never wax cold. Thank you for the love of Jesus, that he loved us first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.